Good morning, good people. It is 12th September 2020. We celebrate the most holy name of Mary. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 14 to 22 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 6 verses 43 to 49. Unity is a symbol and strength of a believing community. Building and believing depends on the depth. A community that is divided cannot be a witness. What does divide our church? It is mostly our choices and preferences over Jesus. St. Paul clarifies his stand regarding participating in the idol worship. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 21. To participate means to consume and internalize the ideologies and beliefs of the idol worship that damages the relationship with Christ. Each one of us need to examine what is the idol we worship, either secretly or publicly, that not allowing us to relate with Christ and with one another. The responsorial psalm praises, "To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise." Psalm 116 verse 17. In the Gospel, we are invited to give importance to the inside and the depth. But the one who hears and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. Luke chapter 6 verse 49. Some are gifted in speaking and others are gifted in doing. What we require is the combination of both that allows us to listen and act accordingly. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that mouth speaks. Luke chapter 6 verse 45. To be a genuine disciple, we need to bring the best right from within. Every behavior and a word we utter are the outcome of the state of mind and heart. We all like to listen to good sermons and motivational talks. What we do after listening is most important than how many resourceful persons we listen to. Unless our faith is rooted in Christ, we cannot bear fruit that lasts. We all will be proved worthy during the times of pain and persecution. May God strengthen our faith to live a life that unites people around. Have a lovely day. God bless you.